What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
Crash, you may be the only one I can get any kind of sympathy out of it at all on this. Yesterday, I'm driving down Windsor Parkway. And it's about 5:30 or so, and there are three just stunning hotties jogging like southbound as I'm going northbound on Windsor. So as any red hot-blooded male would do, I start looking a little bit, probably looking a little bit too hard, and they run by my car, and I start checking them out in my rearview mirror also. And I'm so focused on them running the other way that I pulled my car too far over to the right and I ran it up on the sidewalk.
I love it.
So I'm asking, I know I'm not the only one that has done this kind of thing where you're checking somebody out just a little bit too much and a little bit too focused and you did some damage either to yourself or to your car. This may just be a guy thing. Good morning, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Wow. Yeah, I actually worked with a guy who had just bought a brand new car, and he was taking one of the other guys I worked with for a ride, and there was two girls walking on the sidewalk, and they honked the horn, looking at him to wave. About that time, they rear-ended, and he just about totaled his brand new car. And he told the cops when they got there that the brakes went out. And the guy said, yeah, actually, I heard him blowing the horn. He was like, yeah, I was trying to blow the horn to tell you my brakes went out.
Yeah, I think Jeff raised an interesting point that when something like that happens, like, you have to make up a story because you say that I was checking somebody out and that's why I ran up on the sidewalk.
Right. Yeah, it was so funny because the girls knew that they wasn't. They were honking at them and waving and everything. But yeah, he just about totaled his new car.
Adam, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
You tell us, man.
I was going down 85 one day and it wasn't really seeing anybody hot on 85, but I saw this guy getting pulled over in the HOV lane because he was riding by himself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just busting out laughing at him, and bam, right into the back of another car.
Oh, no. There's the karma train right there.
I did the same thing coming down 400 South during the World Series a few years back. And this guy was behind me, and this is not like a chick thing, but he had a chick in the car, and he was tailgating me. And when he pulled around me, I was like shooting him the bird, and then I'm like checking out his old lady. Just as I was getting off at Northridge, there was a wreck right there. I slammed into the back of a Suburban.
Oh,
airbags went off and everything. And I mean, I could just see this guy laughing as he went right down 400.
I was going to say, you cannot look cool if you're flipping somebody off and your airbag discharges. Yeah.
Not
yeah,
fun.
You son of a bitch! Oh, I think I broke my nose.
Here's an even less cool situation. Back in the day when I had a scooter in college.
Oh, no. No,
you can stop right there.
Yeah.
Right. I am second in line at the intersection, and I'm not focused on the car in front of me. We're all stopped in the intersection. The light goes from red to green. I punch it, and the car in front of me doesn't go anywhere, and I ran right into the back of the car.
Where did that happen?
I want you to combine the stories. You're on your scooter going down the street when you saw
checking
the three hot blondes.
Didn't the car in front of you have time to start accelerating as you were pedaling the engine to start?
It wasn't quite a moped, but it was just one half a step above it. Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Morning.
Yeah, I was in this neighborhood, and it's a really big neighborhood, and there's a lake in the middle. And I was driving, and as I was driving, I passed this really hot guy, and I kind of turned my head. I guess I just wanted to see, like, which way he was leaving or where he lived. I don't know what I was going to do after that. But then all of a sudden my head was turned, and I just heard, like, bump, bump, bump. And I looked, and there are these wooden pillars to keep you from driving into the lake, actually. And I was driving on all of them. I mean, they're within every, like, 2 feet of each other, and I was just riding on all of them. And I just veered off really fast. And I was really afraid, like, my engine and stuff was damaged, but I didn't see anything that was wrong, but all these neighbors had heard it because it was so loud, and they were all standing out there, and I just drove off as fast as I could because I thought they were going to report me, but they were all just knocked out when I left.
When I was in when I was in high school, it was actually the very first car that I ever owned. It was a Mercury Marquis car. Yeah, and it was I was picking up my girlfriend Melissa and her big sister Kim at their job. I was driving them back to their house and came around the corner. It was a brick building, and I came around the corner and cut it too close and like hit the corner of the building with like the back passenger side door of the car and the back fender. So you hear this terrible screeching noise, the metal and the whatever. And so I get out and I'm like, oh man. And I get out of the car and I go look, and the back door is completely folded and mm-hmm. the window actually busted out on her sister. And then the fender has actually been peeled back like the top of an old fashioned sardine can, just kind of like roll back. And I get back in the car and I'm like, it's no big deal. Don't worry. Come on, this old thing, it's no big deal. And I get in the car and drive like the 20 minutes to their house, you know, with the car, with the thing all shredded up. Then they get out of the car, and her sister actually starts crying because it looked so bad. And I'm like, it's no big deal. No, don't worry about it. Dropped them off, got back in the car, drove around the corner, and actually started crying myself. Totally destroyed my car.
Hey, Kathy, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, I was in Florida at the beach with some friends, and I was checking out this guy, and I ran into the back of a cop.
Oh, no!
No getting out of that.
No, it wasn't no getting out of that. Got a ticket.
Yeah, can't lie about that. He's there with you.
The Bert Show.
In the meantime, Melissa Carter's friend got herself in a bit of an uncomfortable situation. Yeah. Unknowingly.
It's a good segue to bridesmaid, because it was also a bridesmaid situation, but an odd one. She is an old friend of mine, and she doesn't live in Atlanta, but she had called me because she's someone who had never taken the time to go get a massage, okay? So there's plenty of people out there who have never had a massage. She's one of them. Until she was a part of, you know, a bridal party, and the bride decided that, you know, as a kind of a gift and a bonding experience for all the bridesmaids, they all went to the spa together and had a day together. And so they all went to get massages as a part of the package. And so she went, this was her first time to get a massage. And I guess apparently she had told the masseuse that it was her first time getting a massage. Okay, fine. So she gets her massage, and then they're coming back out. And if you've ever had a massage, you know, or spend the day at the spa, you're in a robe, and then you leave your massage, and you have a glass of water, and you're usually in this little, you know, low-lit lobby area with the nice music, and you can talk to your friends and, kind of chill.
You go to the steam room.
Yeah.
You go to the sauna.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just a bond. You know, again, the purpose of it was a bonding experience. So they're coming out of the massages, and they're sitting there with their waters, and they're talking and everything. And so they're talking about how great their massage on. Each one of them had a different masseuse, you know, because they were all doing it at the same time. And so then she brought up the fact that the massage, you know, she was saying, well, you know, she had to be on her back at the time, which is toward the end of the massage. And he was, you know, rubbing her shoulder. She said, and then when he was rubbing my breast for about 10 minutes, and then he did something else. And then they're like, I was like, well, what? And then I said, what did you just say? And she's like, well, he was rubbing my breast for about 10 minutes. And they said, dude, you just got felt up.
That's more than a feel up.
I mean, yeah. Yes. I mean, a feel up. She got violated.
Like, a feel up is what Crash does to the two of you guys every day. That is violation.
She totally got violated. And I asked,
for 10 minutes?
Did you say, yes. And I said, did you say that this was your first massage? And she said, yeah, because, you know, I think anybody's had their first massage, they get nervous about stripping down in front of a stranger and having them rub on them. So she was nervous and probably chatty Kathy and said at the beginning, oh, you know, I'm really nervous about first time.
Well, I think they ask you, don't they usually ask you, have you ever been in before? Like, have you ever had a massage before? I think it's a pretty standard question.
I'm trying to think if my first massage they asked me or I volunteered. I probably volunteered at being nervous.
Right.
There's a lot of people that refuse to go because of the, you know, insecurity of doing that. But I've never had that experience. But I wondered though, after we talked, that if there are massage therapists, and I mean, this was a pretty extreme case, but if there are massage therapists that actually take advantage of the fact that somebody is somebody's first time.
Yeah, there are two angles we can take on this, actually. I don't know that we'll get a masseuse actually to call up and go,
We do have the voice disguiser.
Yeah, we've got the voice disguiser and we can use it. Maybe we'll have better luck if we just ask women that, has this happened to you also?
Right.
Where you've gone in and you've told them, I think specifically, that this is your first time. And when you got out of there, you realized maybe something wasn't right. Like, he wasn't supposed to be playing with that part.
Well, it's like, you know, she just felt like...
with the region.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she didn't realize just how bad it was until she compared stories with everybody
else.
You know?
Well, while it's going on, she must have some kind of feeling like, this can't be right. Or am I being really American here?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought, because it doesn't have to be your first time that this happened, because right. I just got a massage when we were out of the country. We were in Costa Rica, and you know, we're staying at this nice resort place right near this volcano and this lake. And so we have this awesome balcony, and they offer massages where the massage therapist actually would come to your hotel room and set up, you know, either in the room. And I had him set up on the balcony, whatever. So, it was evening or whatever. So it was dark out, and it was kind of misty, raining outside. So I thought, oh, this will be perfect. I'll have the natural sounds of the rain and all that stuff and, you know, get a massage on the deck or whatever. So, you know, sure enough, I stripped down. I'm laying face down, not like your friend face up, but face down on the table. And, you know, so I get the back and the shoulders and the legs, whatever, and then the upper thighs. And then the massage therapist, who was a man, I love massages, so I don't care. Man, woman, whatever, just rub me. And it's
save
like,
that.
Yeah. Keep the part about I love massages. But sure enough, he full on was rubbing my butt. And that doesn't happen here in the States. But like what you were saying, Bert, I was like, maybe I'm so American. Maybe I'm so like conservative with my body and I don't. You know, maybe I'm not open to this. And then I kind of was like, well, it kind of feels good. I don't think I'm gonna stop him from doing it or whatever. But yeah, he was full on working the booty.
Now there's muscles in, but you got muscles there at least. I mean, in the breast region, there's not much muscle activity going on there that, you know, that she needed an exam for as long as she did.
No.
Well, maybe that's maybe what it was. Maybe it was an exam.
It was just a combination. He was concerned about her health.
Yeah. He's just like, maybe she got the, combination massage breast cancer check.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a pink ribbon on the store.
Yeah, sure. Be thanking him.
Yeah.
He didn't realize the pink ribbon on his collar. Right. He's going to feel her up for 30 minutes.
He's an official.
Hey, Shelly, you're on all the hits, Q100 High.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
I was actually, I don't know if it's normal or not, but I was like undressed, fully undressed, and the guy was massaging both sides of my cheeks, my bottoms.
Both sides? At the same time?
At different times, but I mean, I was completely naked, and I don't know if that was like, if they had to stop at the... like the crease, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
he went all
what
the
I
way up the
too.
Booty, though.
Yeah.
All the way up the round part of what we're talking
all
about.
All the way up the round part. I was getting a deep tissue.
You know what? That might be the better phone topic. Was my massage experience normal?
Yeah, like,
and we get
like
a
my friend.
And we get like a masseuse on, and then we have people call in who call up and go, yes, listen, I'm wondering, I was getting massaged, and then he took all of his clothes and climbed on top of me and penetrated my region. Was that normal?
Oh, God, Jeff. Exploring the territory.
Right.
No, well, I'm like Jen, I love massages, and I've gotten many by many different, you know, massage therapists, and they're all different. Like, I haven't had the full-on work in the, you know, but... like your guy did, but I mean, I've had half done, but on the over the towel. I mean, you know, like different people have done different things, so it's hard to determine.
Hmm. I mean, there needs to be consistency.
But usually have female massage therapists, so I don't care.
Hey, John, hold on one second for me.
Yeah, okay.
John, I'm going to come back to your call, so don't go anywhere, all right? We'll put you on the voice disguiser. He is a massage therapist that wants to be on the voice disguiser.
Okay.
So we'll put him on in just one second, but first we're going to talk to Evie here. Hey, Evie, you're on the Bert Show.
Hi, Bert. This is Evie. It's nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, about 2 years ago, I decided to give my mother a massage for her birthday in Florida.
Uh-huh.
There's a very popular Turkish spa there.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
And I had never had a massage myself, but, you know, I told her, get a half an hour massage. Let's try that out. And then if you like it, I'll pay for the other half an hour. And she went in there, and I was just waiting for her because they had, like, a waiting area. And she came out, like, really red and really embarrassed. And now my mom's not the shy type.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Mom, how was the massage? She says, well, you know, the guy asked me if I wanted a deep massage. And I really didn't think it was going to be a deep massage. It was more of a, you know, pressure type of deep massage. Well, right before she finished doing her massage, he flipped her over, like, upside down and moved her legs, like, up towards her back. Like, I can't even explain the position.
Uh-huh.
And he gave her a deep massage in the vagina area.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no
way. He, like, fully was rubbing her there?
Oh, no, it's your mama.
Oh, my God. She came out like, I'm never going to get a massage again.
You know what?
It was a Turkish massage. You can't trust those Turks.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had... that done. But I will say that...
By a masseuse.
I will say that men massage therapists, the men versus the women, in my experience, men will try more, and they will do different things than women will do.
Really?
Like, yeah, we've talked on the air before about some of these things, like the credit card through the slot. Remember that right. The little reference we made about, and there's a guy one time
with the hand.
Yeah, exactly. Like he was just doing the brush by, and I've had a guy do that before. I've had a guy who like once I flipped over, because during a massage, if you've never had a massage, you're face down first and then you're on your back for the second part as they, you know, try to get all your muscles. And there was one guy that flipped the sheet up, like, you know, when you're making a bed and you kind of flip the sheet up and try to get it on the bed in one fell swoop. He did that to me so that he could full on take a glimpse when I was face down. But yeah, butt to the sky, he took a full glimpse.
Was this
the
same guy? Is this the guy?
No, different guy. Different guy, but women. But the women that
I completed his debit transaction.
Yeah, exactly. but female massage therapist, I've never had any experience like that with any woman.
I'm convinced because when I get massages, it's always with female massage therapists because I'm homophobic. Mm-hmm. So
save that.
So whenever I get, you know, a massage, like I'm convinced that I have to spend the first 10 minutes of my massage reminding myself that this is her job and she's okay with it and she's not analyzing me and that she's actually like concentrating on doing a good job
right.
And not thinking about all of the places she would rather be. Like, I'm convinced that anybody giving me a massage is sitting there going, Jesus, you know what? I should have gone to freaking law school. Like, my parents were going to pay for it. Or like thinking about the last fight with she had her boyfriend, or say, my God, look at that mole, looks like Spain. Look at that mole on him. Seriously, I've never seen. I wonder if there's any way, I wonder if he dozes off, if I could go get Cindy and show her that freaking mole.
Need the voice disguiser for this call. John here is a massage therapist. Good morning, John.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Okay, you are on the voice disguiser, and we've tweaked your voice. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Excellent.
So Melissa was asking if you know of or you have taken advantage of a person that's come in and gotten a massage for the very first time.
Yeah, both. Yeah, I know of and have. I'd say I've taken it beyond the normal massage a few times.
Specifically, like, what?
Yeah, give examples.
Well, I always ask if it's the first time, you know, so I can know if what they know about massage. If they don't know if it's their first time, they don't know the difference. So I usually, if they're not ugly or fat, then I just do normal massage in that case. But if they're fairly good looking, I will massage their butt, massage their chest. Sometimes I'll go a little further up their leg. But, you know, if they seem uncomfortable, which they never usually do, I won't go any further. I'll take it at that.
Have you ever gone so far as to touch a woman's hoo-hoo?
No.
You mean the cooter bone?
I get close, but not all the way there.
But still, I mean, it's been evasive enough to where you have definitely crossed the line, knowing that you've crossed the line.
Okay, first of all, you're giving them a massage, so they're already relaxed, so there's not going to be much indication they're uncomfortable, but I guarantee you, in their mind, they are thinking to themselves, is this normal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that, like, inner thigh area, that's a total erogenous zone. There are more nerve endings there than there are on the outside. So when the massage therapists go there, you're already on guard because it hits some buttons that
it's reflective.
Yeah.
So, and you say you only do this to the women that you consider good looking. Are you hoping you're going to get something out of this? Like the girl's going to flip over and go, wow, that kind of felt good. Let's do this.
No. I mean, I've had a few women come on to me, but I feel like I have to turn them, I have to turn them down to say no.
So you never do.
Yeah, you don't want to be unethical or anything.
Right. You've never taken advantage, because I have thought too. Like this is a situation. Like you were in that room by yourself with the door closed with that massage therapist. Like in any other situation, like in a doctor's office, there's always someone else there with you guys. But there's so much opportunity for inappropriate action to go on.
Well, and also like if the client comes back and starts to question what you've done and goes to management, it's really a he said she said thing, isn't it? I mean, because you certainly can't have cameras in the place.
I've never had anybody complain.
So you know, you have purposely gone over the line, and you've never had a woman come back and go, "Hey, I think what your what John did to me today isn't part of protocol."
No, I mean most of the women, I would say most, at least half the women come back. A lot of them refer their friends to me. I mean, they, you know, they usually enjoy it.
So in massage therapy school, do they tell you where the borders are?
A little bit.
What do they say?
I mean, you kind of know. But yeah, they mention it.
What do they say? They say don't go.
Definitely don't touch the hoo-hoo.
Well, yeah, but I'm
right.
But
definitely no hoo hoo. But what about the breasts and the butt?
They mention it. Yeah, the butt's okay. The chest usually is not the place they want massaged. But like I said, you know, they don't usually know the difference. And it does feel good, so they don't usually complain. You know, and like I said, if they feel uncomfortable, they'll stop. I wouldn't take that any further, but they don't.
And so what's like the pleasure in it for you, just to kind of get your jollies on a little violation?
Jollies.
I wouldn't say jollies. I mean, it's, you know, I like being a massage therapist, but I don't know that I get jollies from it.
Is it just to see how far you can go?
Well, I like to please people. I like to please women. That's
good looking women.
It helps. Yeah, that helps.
Now, something you have to understand about guys is no matter how old they are, what they do for a living, I'm convinced even physicians still in their back of their mind when they touch a boob go, "I'm touching a boob." Like there's a little voice in the back of
their
head.
I don't think you want to believe that's true.
That's why I have female doctors and female massage therapists.
I'm telling you, you don't want to believe it's true, but I would.
That's why I think
I'm touching a boob.
That's why Jen and I made conscious choices not to have male doctors.
There's a man in the back of our head, and that's his only job. That's all he does is to shout out in glee.
Hey, John, I'm going to keep you on hold, okay?
That's why there's nurses in those rooms with those doctors.
Touching a boob!
Don't need the voice disguiser anymore. Good morning, Nicole. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I was calling about the whole butt massage thing.
Uh-huh.
How everyone's talking about how it's so inappropriate and it doesn't really happen here in the States unless it's inappropriate, but I've had it done a ton of times and I think it's totally appropriate.
No, I've had my butt massaged on the top of the towel, but not underneath the towel.
Well, no, I've had it done under the towel. I mean, not like full on, I pay for a butt massage, but I mean, they're, you know, like hip muscles. I have muscles that I get, my hips get out of joint or out of whack or whatever. And I guess it's been like sort of medical massage sometimes. Like I used to go to a chiropractor that paired the deep tissue massage.
Yeah, but I think there's a really clear line.
I mean, I
can actually point it out to you.
I've
seen it in magazines.
Jessica and I went on one of our last vacations. It wasn't this most recent one, but we were somewhere where we went and got back-to-back massages from, like, the same therapist. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we were talking about it, and Jessica was like, "Did she work your butt?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she went after both of our butts.
So she went under the towel, on the butt, full-on working it. Okay, good. So mine was normal.
Yes. I actually think it was Costa Rica.
It was?
So maybe that's a Costa Rican thing.
They like to work the butt.
Did you have the thought, "Please don't fart," or is that just a guy thing?
Well, no, that happens more at the doctor.
Because, I'm just...
Everybody has that concern.
I'm just afraid that she... Like, I remember, actually, I don't know why I get massages, because I spend the entire time stressed. Because, like, she's, you know, kneading my ass like it's a loaf of bread, you know? Like she's making dough, and I'm just convinced, like, in the middle of it.
Nice. I'm just curious what you're doing that's so stressful that you're getting these massages all the time.
You don't have to be stressed to get a massage. Massages
are
great.
Good for you.
I love it.
Massages are great. It doesn't have to be something about like being high strung or anything.
I've only gone to one.
And really?
Yeah, I've only had it done once. It was a couple years ago.
Love so them. Great.
Yeah?
Yes. I go to get massages so I can have stress. So I can go get the next massage.
Get it? The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps. with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let me warn you that if you are driving around with kids right now, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
And this one, even kids, or I would also say elderly parents.
This one's not going to be pretty. It's probably a subject that probably resonates more with men than it does women, but embarrassing nonetheless. We're going to call this Burt Show listener Kay. Hello, Kay.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Dude, when producer Tracy told me about your email, I feel so bad for you.
I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Because this is out of your control, even.
Yeah, Jen and I don't know. I don't know if Jeff knows, but Kay, what happened?
Okay, over the weekend on Saturday night, I have this longtime female friend, and I passed out with her in her bed the other night, and it was just sort of, it was sort of like a stepping stone kind of thing, like nothing sexual happened between us, but, you know, I just passed out in her bed, woke up in the middle of the night, and I had had a wet dream.
Oh, no.
This happens to men?
Yeah.
It happens to me occasionally, yeah.
It can. You've never?
Mm-mm.
Not
I
once?
I thought that was never. A teenage boy thing.
There are some guys where, it still happens.
Oh, no, and in the most inconvenient place.
Mm. Yeah.
Which way were you facing?
None of it actually got on her, but it got on me. It got on the sheets.
All right, let's not get all crazy graphic about it and all.
Just not on her.
Try not to think of that Tom Cruise video from yesterday.
Right.
Oh, God. That's not a microphone. So I'm curious. Okay, you realize that this had happened. I take it she realized that it happened too.
I was trying to be as quiet and inconspicuous as possible, and she ended up waking up and saw, what had happened, but didn't say anything, went back to sleep. I got up in the morning, of course, totally embarrassed, didn't say anything to her, just took off, and I haven't talked to her since, but I'm trying to figure out if I should... if I should say something about this, if I should just pretend like it didn't happen.
404-741-1005. What are you hoping for the end result to be? You said this is a long-term friend. Are you hoping that this turns into something else?
I would like it to, yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if I blew it,
Well.
You really could have used a different choice
of words.
Yeah. Yes, Kay. So, long-term friend, how long have y'all known each other, been buddies, really close pals, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew her before, 6 months ago. We started, hanging around more for the past 6 months or so, just occasionally and stuff. And, obviously, wanting to move things up to the next level, and it obviously didn't.
So, not close enough friends.
The way that I... Yeah.
Not close enough friends to joke about it. Or
can't joke about that yet, no.
I don't know, even if you're a really close friend. I mean, even if you're best friends, I don't think that's something
that you can joke about.
You
ever recover from.
Don't you think she probably feels just as uncomfortable as he does, though? It's like the big elephant in the room that nobody's talking about type of thing.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I mean, to me, she would not know what to do. I mean, that's not something that we would have to deal with. So, I mean, to me, the burden is on Kay, not on her.
Here is the deal. I think we need to just take calls from women because all the guys are calling up saying the same thing. And it's not a big deal. Don't even worry about it. It's not even a big deal. But if you're the guy, you're going to think that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what the woman is going to think. So to get her reaction, I think we've got to only take calls from women. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so he has a better idea of how to handle this with his friend.
Right, because all guys are going to go, it's not a big deal. It happens to us guys. We're guys.
It's
not a big deal.
But
for women, it's going to be a little bit tougher obstacle to get around or over or clean up or whatever.
she had to clean it up.
So, intern Jen, clear the lines of the dudes, and let me just take phone calls from the women. Kay, I'm going to have you hold on.
Okay.
And we'll turn the voice disguiser off. We'll talk to some Burt Show listeners and then come back to you.
Wow.
All right, here's what I thought. It was a woman that he just hooked up with that he really liked and wanted to continue a relationship with her. I think this may be worse.
It's just like, oh, yeah, friend.
It's like
yeah.
acquaintance or something?
Yeah, because this is a girlfriend that, and we talked about this yesterday, there's no such thing really here as guys and girls being friends, because chances are pretty good that a guy is in this relationship just kind of like waiting in the weeds for the right time to strike.
Right.
Which is where he's at, except he's thinking, there's no way to recover from this.
Oh.
And yeah, it is true. It does happen with adult men. Like generally, I think it stops at like 16, 17, but it still can happen. Yeah. You've never, even when you were in high school?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Good morning.
I'm very clean.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey.
How are you?
Okay. I don't think you should worry about it. I mean, I think Jen hit the nail on the head. She's probably just as uncomfortable about it as, you know, as he is. And if he's interested in her, he should just go for it, you know, because she knows what happened.
So not say anything or say something?
No, no. I mean, I mean, if he's interested in her, take her out or whatever. I mean, if she's not interested, then she'll say no. But I don't think he should stress out over this.
I think I'd have to say something.
You have to. Well, you would be like jokey wet dream guy.
jokey ejaculation guy.
Nocturnal emission guy.
Jokey ejaculation guy.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know how you would even start the conversation.
Go ahead, Bert. Try to make a joke about that.
I can't.
The first thing that I thought of is like bring detergent over. I know you had to use this, you know, because of me earlier. Here's, you know. Yeah,
well,
you can.
I know it's going to be a tricky situation, but I think we should talk about it.
You can't.
Good morning, Pam. You're on all the hits.
That'll leave a mark.
I think he's making too much of it. It's an act of nature. Get over it.
All right, so what is, if he wanted to just be honest with her and just kind of break down that wall, what's the best way for him to approach you about it?
I wouldn't say anything about it at all unless she does and say, well, you were in my dream. What can I say?
Is it a compliment to a woman?
Uh-uh.
If you tell her that, is it a compliment to her?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Really? Hey, Jen.
Yeah, I mean, it's a normal thing. I mean, he can't control it. It's not like he wet the bed.
Are you sure?
Right. I thought that that's where we were going. I'm with her. I thought when he started to tell the story, he was going to say that he peed himself because he talked about passing out. So I would say on a scale of grossness that the peeing himself, then just don't ever talk to her again. Just sign it off.
Let her go.
But the fact that it was this nocturnal, you know, accident thing that just kind of naturally happens, I don't think that's as big of a deal. I really don't. I don't think that I would not date a guy because of that.
Okay. You know, I don't know.
But if he was a bedwetter, forget about it.
Now, the thing is, if he ever goes over to her house again, like, what ends up happening? Like, do they climb in bed and then he wakes up and, like, opens one eye and sees her putting an ironing board up between them or, some like, lining up a wall of pillows or sandbags?
Well, hopefully something will happen between them where it can happen in a, you know, not in his sleep. But
as a woman, aren't you thinking, well, you know what? This guy, he's quick draw.
No, quick draw, I don't think so. I think it was the anticipation. He likes this girl. He's probably been thinking about it. He was probably worked up by being in the bed with her. She obviously likes him enough to let him sleep next to her. And I mean, obviously they were drinking because he said they passed out together. So she obviously is comfortable enough to let this drunk man sleep in her bed as her friend. There's a blurred line of what she wants going on here, too, because if it was just somebody I strictly wanted to be friends with, you better believe they'd be on the couch.
I wonder if she will allow him to spend the night in her bed the next time they're
in the same situation.
Well, part of me feels like she's doing the same thing we're doing with Kay. Like, I'm sure she's gone to her friend. I mean, like, and ask advice on how, what do I say anything? What do I say? I mean, like, because she don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. What if he tries to offer, like, what if he's like, what if he tries to tell a story in the future that addresses the issue? But, like, what if he's like, God, you know what I did again last night? I fell asleep with a fast food restaurant mayonnaise packet in my pocket. I do that all the time. It drives me nuts.
No.
No. Yeah, Jeff, no.
Nocturnal emission jokey guy. Hey, Amber.
Trying to help the guy.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Fine, thanks.
You do some Kegel exercises.
Mayonnaise packet in the pocket, dude.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, I think he should ask her out. And just, like, if she doesn't say anything directly about it, I wouldn't say anything directly about it either. But chances are, you know, she's not even making a big deal about it.
I could not have that lingering in the back of my mind. I would be thinking about it all the time, wondering if she was going to bring it up, when the conversation was going to happen. I would just have to, I think, somehow, some way say, oh, boy, this is really going to be uncomfortable, but I think we have to talk about what happened on Saturday night. And then let it happen and then be done with it.
And she might even give him the grace period and be like, oh, really? I didn't even notice that. Like, okay. You know, like she might give him the polite answer and at least it's out there in the open. They don't have to talk about it ever again.
Hey, Tracy.
I think it's no big deal at all. I think that he should have said something in the beginning. Now it might be a little difficult, but he should probably send her a set of sheets or something. To apologize with a note.
That's great.
I just think I think it's obviously bothering him enough. I do agree that something probably has to be said, but it could be so so short and minor and just say, you know what, I'm sorry. I was embarrassed. I'm sorry. Right. And then just move on. And then that'll be enough. You know, Kay's going to end up worrying about this longer than the actual conversation.
Maybe one of those funky little 5-point shops has a card just for that purpose.
You never know.
I'm sorry what I did in your bed.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
A little poem or something?
I've got the same thing as all the other women. I don't think it's a very big deal. This stuff happens. If they're interested in each other, I think they can look past it and just kind of move on. Like, yeah, this is just going to be a funny, like, hey, remember when you did blah, 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 like, you know, a couple months or years from now if it actually works out.
Okay.
No big deal at all.
Not a big deal to women. All right, let's get Kay back on the voice disguiser. Hey,
hello.
Kay?
Yes.
Most are saying, look, this is really not a big deal. You could either A, approach it with her, or just let it go. But it's the most women, all women, calling up saying, "Don't even sweat it."
Yeah, I think I'm going to talk to her.
I think it's because we're a lot more comfortable with bodily functions and things that happen to our bodies than you guys probably are with yours. So, Kay, you're probably really embarrassed about your functions, but we have things that are happening that are a lot worse on a much more regular basis than y'all. So I think that something like that to us is like whatever.
Now, Kate, how long has it been since you talked to her?
Well, this was on Saturday night, so, either one of us has taken the initiative.
That's not a big deal.
The longer you wait, the more difficult it's going to be to make that first phone call. Do it today, dude. Right. Get that weird tension thing out of the way.
Have you talked to your dad about this?
I've been talking to my dad.
Or you walk on the beach and, you know, have that personal conversation with dad.
If he's not available, then your grandfather would be fantastic.
Well, or your mom.
Mom, did dad ever do this to you?
All right, Kay. Good luck, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.